From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. North Korea's official news agency says the government will release an Arizona man who's been detained since December for entering the country illegally. KCNA says the North decided to forgive Robert Park after considering his admission of wrongdoing. Park walked across a frozen lake from China to convey messages for improving human rights. Massachusetts Republican Scott Brown was sworn in today as the newest member of the U.S. Senate. His arrival expands the size of the Senate's GOP minority to 41. That's the minimum needed to sustain filibusters that can block both legislation and nominees. More from NPR's David Weldon.
Scott Brown took office a week earlier than had been planned amidst efforts by Senate Democrats to confirm a number of President Obama's stalled nominees for key posts. Democrats used their 60-vote majority to muscle through two nominees before Brown's swearing in. Still pending is the nomination of Craig Becker for the National Labor Relations Board. Brown refused to say whether he'd join a GOP filibuster of the nominee.
I'm going to vote on procedural issues, on nominees, on any type of legislation. I'm obviously getting a briefing material now. I'm going to look at everybody's qualifications and make my own decision. I have not been asked to do anything either way.
There are only 2 years left in the Senate term for which Brown was elected. He replaced Democrat Paul Kirk, who served as interim senator after the death of the seat's former occupant, Democrat Ted Kennedy. David Walla, NPR News, the Capitol.
Oil prices fell 5% today, the biggest drop in 6 months. From Dallas, NPR's Wade Goodwin has more.
Investors have kept oil prices high despite the worldwide recession as capital fled the dollar looking for a safer home. For months, that's been oil futures, but the depth of the economic downturn and the sudden drop of the euro is affecting the oil market. Oil is priced in dollars, which have been rising against the euro because of a growing concern about the solvency of several southern European countries. U.S. crude dropped $3.76 to $73.22 a barrel. Refinery utilization in the United States has fallen to 77.7%, the lowest since the 1980s. Despite being in the depths of winter, the U.S. is nevertheless awash in natural gas. Nearly 2.5 trillion cubic feet are stored in reserve. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.
Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa has ordered the immediate layoffs of 1,000 city workers as part of an effort to cut costs. The action came one day after the city council voted for a 30-day delay in any action on job cuts, while other options are being considered. But the city's budget director says postponing layoffs will only make matters worse. The city of Los Angeles has a $208 million budget deficit. This is NPR News. 10 American missionaries are charged with kidnapping for trying to take 33 children out of Haiti without official documentation. The defendants say they attempted to rescue children who had been abandoned or orphaned. An attorney for 9 of the defendants described his clients as being naive victims of a scheme they did not understand. State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley says the U.S. is willing to discuss other legal avenues for the defendants. Meanwhile, the children are now under the care of an Austrian-run facility in the Haitian capital, Port-au-Prince. President Obama this morning denounced a law proposed in Uganda that would allow the death penalty for homosexual relations. NPR's Mara Liasson has the story.
At the National Prayer Breakfast, President Obama spoke about civility and tolerance and then singled out Uganda for condemnation because of a proposed anti-gay law.
We may disagree about gay marriage, but surely we can agree that it is unconscionable to target gays and lesbians for who they are, whether it's here in the United States or, as Hillary mentioned, more extremely and odious laws that are being proposed most recently in Uganda.
The law, which has yet to be passed, would prohibit sexual relations between people of the same sex and impose prison sentences of up to 3 years for anyone failing to report within 24 hours the identity of any gay person. It would also impose life imprisonment or death sentences for people alleged to be lesbian or gay. Mara Liasson, NPR News, The White House.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 268 points to close at 10,002. The Nasdaq lost 65 points. The S&P was down 34. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News from Washington.